Hey.
Hey, Mr. J, how you doing, buddy?
What's up?
Good. Real quick, so you got a customer, so you're looking for a 3-stone, basically, right?
And I might have a 2-carat in stock that works, but I might not have. I don't know. Hold on. I'm getting in my car right now. So I'm opening the garage door, so I'm noisy for a second.
Oh, no
Okay.
problem. You're good.
Okay. And now it'll switch to CarPlay to my car in a second. You there?
Yeah, I got you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I finally switched to the car. I don't know why it took so
What do you
long.
drive, Jay? You drive a Tesla, don't you?
No, I sold the Tesla. It's been a while, actually. I have a real a Cadillac SUV. It's a midsize, not a full size Escalade.
Oh, really? Okay, nice.
Yeah, and it's about 2 years old. I had a 12-year-old BMW that I owned before the Tesla. I drove the Tesla for 4 years, and it was about to go out of warranty, and little things were starting to happen, so I sold it and went back to my old BMW, and then gave it to my son when he. It's like a hand-me-up to my son. It's a nice car, but it's 12 years old, so it's not worth a lot.
Sure.
And I got this mid-size SUV, and I actually like it a lot. I never thought I'd buy a Cadillac, but I kind of like it, so.
The XT or anything or whatever they are, I think they are.
Yeah,
Is that what the...
XT5.
Nice. Yeah. They're sharp. They're really sharp. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, there's something to be said. My grandfather always used to say to me, my grandfather drove Cadillacs. That's all he ever drove. He said, you know, well, he drove Cadillacs. And then when he, in his younger years, he drove Mercedes. And then he, as a sidecar, he used to have MGs. So he always had a Morrison Garage's MG car. And he said, you know, I don't know what it is about Cadillac, but once I hit 55 years old, I said, enough with the German. I'm going to go to American. And then from 55 to 85, he drove Cadillacs. Every 4 years, or every 3 years, had a brand new Cadillac.
Yeah, my mother's parents are that way. They had a new Cadillac every 3 years, and I don't know. I never thought I'd do it because I just proceeded with my grandparents' car, but I didn't like the BMWs. I don't know. There are certain just. I drive a car purely for the luxury of it, not for the sport of it. I don't have any desire to own a sports car or a Porsche or something like that. It's just, I don't get a thrill out of acceleration or things like that. So
Right.
it's purely about comfort for me,
Yeah. Yeah.
and somewhat the image that it projects, of course. But I wasn't liking. I don't like the Mercedes dealership here in town, and I didn't like the. I love the BMW dealership, but I don't like. Didn't like the cars that were out that year. Although the newer ones, I kind of like a little bit better again. So,
Yeah.
I just bought. I bought this. It was kind of an impulse.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a Mercedes?
Yeah, I had a little two-seater, the cheap convertible, not the high end, but the starter. One of my earlier cars, when I was like in my, I guess my. Late
Yeah.
twenties.
Did you like it? Everybody says they're so
Yeah.
expensive to maintain, though, like brake jobs and
They
everything.
are, but still, it's cheaper. I mean, I try to. I usually drive a car for about 10 years or so. I
Yeah.
don't. I've only had like 5 cars in my life.
Oh, that's great.
And that's the cheapest way overall to buy a new car and just and maintain it properly. And after in the end, you will come out ahead. But that's
Yeah.
only if you drive them, you know. If you want to get a new car every, the other way is to buy a new luxury car every 4 years and have all the maintenance included, so there's nothing and then get rid of it before it's out of warranty, which is what I do with my Tesla. My Tesla was kind of an exception. I was kind of had the urge to be on the cutting edge.
So. Wow. That's awesome.
And I think I've had like maybe the second or third test for the whole city of Memphis. So.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, okay, so tell me about this customer on the matching 85-pointers. You were pretty specific on the 85s. Is just, I guess, more of where my question was at. Like, you said, can I get 85-pointers, HVSIs,
well,
or HSIs? But do we have room to either go 90 or 80s on those if we're going to go 2 square?
No, we need 85s. And that's why I asked that question first, because 85s are not an easy size to find.
Hmm. I think I have them.
So, customer, you know, I could 84, you know, maybe
right.
83 plus an 85, you know, I mean, 90s would be easy.
Right.
But, so I'm trying to find the side stones before I find the center, basically.
Yeah.
And I've got about a 21,000 budget, but that's got to include a handmade mounting. It's going to cost me,
right,
you know, $2,500 or so. So I'm just so look for a pair first, I guess.
I can
go to RapNet and search this for all these people I don't know, and I don't feel, you know, usually when I get very specific calls, sometimes I've had people say I want a 76-point because, you know, that's the year I was born, whatever, you know, I mean. Yes, and they're hooked up on DVDS. You know, sometimes it's just easier to go to RapNet and find a very, very specific stone.
Right.
But that's, I try to avoid doing that. I try to call people I know first. So.
Yeah. I get it. No, I should. Shouldn't be a problem at all. Give me just a little bit here, and I'll get right back to you. But shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. The customer's coming in Saturday morning at 10:30. So we have, you know, few days getting something done.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. We'll figure it out. We'll get it done for you. No problem. What else is going on? Anything else you need from me?
No. My customer on the 4-carat cushions coming in today, this afternoon.
Oh.
So I'll have an answer for that.
Nice.
Well, I hope to have an answer. It's dragged on longer than I thought it would, but they seem very specific on the front end, but I think he didn't realize how much what his girlfriend wanted was going to cost, so it changed the dynamics.
That'll do it. That is for sure. I totally get it. So.
Yeah. And they live in Los Angeles. His parents, his grandfather is a peer of my father's, and his uncle lives next door to me, and it's just an old-time family that, you know, we know well, wealthy family here in town.
Yeah.
But he lives in Los Angeles. That's where his girlfriend's from. So,
great. Well, good. Well, good luck. I hope, whether it's mine or somebody else's, I just hope you make the sale. So, let me know. And,
I have two from you and two others, and we'll just see where it goes.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, I actually have three from you. I think the 4-carat I'm not gonna show them. It's just not attractive enough. So, anyway. We'll see. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jay. Good luck on the sale. I hope
Thanks,
you really man. Do make it. I'll get back to you as soon as I find these 85s. Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.